Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And we'll move on now for the moment. 51551 if you want to text the programme, because in Belfast this afternoon, emotional scenes where the families of 10 people killed in 1971 gathered to hear a coroner deliver inquest verdicts 50 years after what became known as the Ballymurphy Massacre. A Catholic priest, a mother of 8, were among the victims killed over 3 days in August of that year. In all 10 of the deaths she investigated, Mrs. Justice Keegan ruled the victims were entirely innocent, were not paramilitary members, were not armed, and they posed no threat. John Taggart, whose father Daniel was among those killed, gave this reaction today.
We're ecstatic. It's pure joy for what we have campaigned for all these years. It's been a fantastic day. We anticipated it would be a good day for everybody, so when we got the right outcome. This is the day where we campaigned for, and it's for my father to be called, for to be declared innocent.
And that is John Taggart. Suzanne Breen is political editor of the Belfast Telegraph. And John Finucane is Sinn Féin's North Belfast MP and a longtime campaigner for an inquiry into the murder of his own father, Pat Finucane. You're both very welcome to the programme. Suzanne, I might turn to you first of all. What are the main findings from the inquest that jump out at you?
The main findings are that these 10 people were entirely innocent. None of them were members of a paramilitary organisation. None of them had a weapon, be it a gun or a petrol bomb, and none posed a threat to the British Army on the streets over that three-day period. Not only did the British Army kill them in the most horrendous circumstances, but the Ministry of Defence lied and covered up what had happened. The army said that some of the dead had been involved in violence or in paramilitaries, and it has taken a huge amount of work by their families and by their friends and neighbours to clear their names over half a century. Ballymurphy was Belfast's Bloody Sunday. It was the same regiment, the Parachute Regiment, that went into Derry and caused death and destruction there 6 months later. But Ballymurphy was the forgotten massacre because the world's media, unlike in Derry and Bloody Sunday, weren't there. For example, the Catholic priest, Father Mullen, he was shot dead in Ballymurphy while he waved a white baby grow to the army to basically say he was trying to get safe passage. When Father Eddie Daly waved a white flag in Derry, that actually was respected because, again, the cameras were there. So Ballymurphy was an absolutely awful atrocity committed by the British state. And if the soldiers in Ballymurphy had been held to account, then it can be argued that Bloody Sunday might never have happened.
And the judge, Mrs. Justice Keegan, Suzanne, was quite emphatic today when she said that the state had failed to demonstrate that its use of force had been justified in any way.
The state had failed completely. There were some attempts to make it look like loyalists, for example, had shot the UVF, had shot some of the victims. There was all kinds of things thrown into the mix here. But at the heart of all this, we have to remember, these are families that have been to hell and back. We have Joan Connolly, who was a mother of 8. She had half her face blown away by gunfire. It took 3 attempts by her husband, Dennis, before he could identify her in the morgue, and it was only then by strands of red hair. Her poor wee children, they were evacuated to the south hours after their mother was killed. They were bundled into a car, drove through the night, taken to a refugee camp in Cork, moved on to another one in Waterford, and they watched their mother's funeral on TV, on RTE. I remember Bridge, who was 14 at the time, telling me how she comforted her 3-year-old sister Irene. Irene just couldn't understand where her mummy Joan was, and she said, "Mummy's gone to heaven to get you sweets." When those children came home, their father was in bits. There was no routine in the house. Their life was an absolute nightmare. These people have, on top of that, had to fight for 50 years to get justice. So they are totally vindicated and it's truly deserved.
Mm. And these people were not part of the war. They were not in the IRA. They are innocent people, as told by the judge today. Some of them, Suzanne, and the judge lays this out in the inquest, in her findings. Some of these people were shot when they were crawling or running away.
That's right. The judge rejected claims that two men, John Laverty and Joseph Connolly, were gunmen. She found that they were shot in the back while crouching, crawling and prone. She rejected that and another of the dead, Eddie Doherty, had thrown a petrol bomb. There was absolutely no justification for what happened. And these deeds were as vile as any that were committed by the UVF, the UDA, the IRA, or the INLA over the years. These were totally innocent civilians, including a mother of eight and a Catholic priest.
Stay with me, Suzanne, if you don't mind, for just one moment. I'll bring in Sinn Féin MP in North Belfast, John Finucane, who's also with us. Good afternoon to you, John.
Good afternoon.
You've got to know the families of the Ballymurphy victims over many years now. You've been working with and campaigning with some of them, and you were with them, I believe, in St. Patrick's Cathedral this afternoon when the verdicts were delivered. How are they? How are they reacting to it today?
Well, I'm in Ballymurphy at present. The families are conducting a press conference at the minute, and I think that the impact of the findings is still sinking in. You can see that physically on them. I think the relief, the joy that they have, the result and the fruits of their campaigning for five decades, I think we can witness that today. It was very humbling to be in their presence as the findings were read out. They had no advanced indications, so they approached today with the natural human emotions of being very nervous, of their loved ones being in their minds, and just wanting to ensure that their loved ones' names were cleared, and their names were cleared quite emphatically. Ms. Justice Keegan's delivery was just under 3 hours. She forensically went through every incident over the 3 days that the British Army ran amok in West Belfast. They quite literally had a license to murder for 3 days. And I think it's worth repeating that this was not an isolated incident. This was a sustained attack on a community. Suzanne had referenced Joan Connolly. The court made reference to the inhumanity that was shown to her and the amount of time that she was allowed to lie injured before passing away. And I think the starkness of what the inquest was able to reveal today, the impact was enormous. And I think that first and foremost, the support with the families, I think it was very humbling, and it was great to be there to support them.
Each and every incident outlined in the findings today was brutal and tragic in its own way. Do you get the sense, John, that the families are happy with the findings today, as it were, justice for them? Is that the end of it for them, or do they want prosecutions, or where to next from here?
Well, you've mentioned prosecutions. I think if there was ever a contrast to see exactly how legacy is dealt with here, today was it. You had the dignity and the class of the families in Belfast. And as we all sat listening to the findings being read out, we had the British government stand up in London to say that they will legislate to ensure that there will be no prosecutions for past actions. As we learned of the murderous actions of the Parachute Regiment in Belfast, we had the British government signalling their intent that none of their boys would be prosecuted for what they did in the streets of Ballymurphy or anywhere else. I think that was deliberately cruel. It shows, I think, all you need to know about where the British government stand on legacy. They have reneged on an agreement that the parties came to, the Stormont House Agreement. They have unilaterally signalled this intent since last March. I think they took the Irish government by surprise. They certainly didn't consult with local parties here. And they are intent on ensuring that whilst the Ballymurphy families got truth today, they certainly won't get justice. And when you look at what they have done in legacy, whether it's with Ballymurphy or my own family or many other families, they commit all of their resources and energies into ensuring that generation after generation has to fight tooth and nail for even the smallest amount of information. And today we saw the fight that families have had to carry out for 50 years just to prove that their loved ones were innocent.
And the families have got that vindication of their assertions and of their campaign for 50 years today from the coroner. But do they want an apology from the state, from the UK, from London?
Well, I think that the families are still digesting the findings. As I said, it took just under 3 hours for the court to read those out. I think that they will go over that. I think first and foremost, there is joy and jubilation that their campaign has been vindicated, that the innocence of their loved ones has been shown, and the world sees that today. You know, Suzanne referenced that this was very much 3 days of an attack which took place without any media focus. The world certainly hears the voice of Ballymurphy today and the vindication of their campaign. Where they go from here, I think they will take stock. There are 11 families involved. They have their legal teams. I think they will take stock from today, but today is a day for them, and it's a day of celebration.
Mm-hmm. Can I go back to Suzanne Breen for just one moment? Did I read correctly, Suzanne, that the judge was critical not just of the investigations and how the incidents were investigated at the time by the RUC and by military police, but also critical of the evidence put forward by the British military to the inquest today, contemporaneously?
Yes, she was, and that is it has been a feature of other inquests as well. And many times, you know, things drag on because the state is not upfront in terms of disclosure, in terms of putting all the facts off the tables on the table. So it is not a rare occurrence. There is also a belief when we're talking about legacy that somehow there is a witch hunt against soldiers, against police, in terms of holding them to account. It's really important to state that in relation to Troubles killings, historically there have only been 4 soldiers convicted of killing people while on duty and under orders, and in one case that conviction was later overturned on appeal. So in reality there hasn't been enough focus on state killings, as opposed to there's been too much.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you very briefly, Suzanne, this has been a long, long campaign. We have seen, because of Brexit and the Northern Ireland Protocol, a little bit of political instability in the North as of recent weeks and months. Does a day like today make it easier or harder to move forward and build peace?
I think that truth and transparency are the bedrocks on which any peace process that is worth its name should be built. So I think we need more of it, not less of it. These are families who are, they're just ordinary working class families. They will have felt ignored for all these years throughout the Troubles, and it's really, really important that their loved ones' names have been cleared and that these people's voices have been heard. But the shame is they never, ever should have been put in the position that they had to campaign for half a century to get basic truth.
OK, we'll leave it there. Suzanne Breen, political editor of the Belfast Telegraph, and also Pat Finucan, or John Finucan, son of murdered solicitor Pat Finucan, an MP in North Belfast. Thank you both very much indeed. And we'll talk to families of the bereaved a little bit later on in the programme.